Radaf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we're up to Amar Rav Yehuda, which is a little bit below Tosus Dibur Maskil Kol Shituf. And the first word in the line is Vahacha, and at the end of the line it says Amar Rav Yehuda. But before we get to that, let's just add something to our discussion of yesterday. And we have a case of Rov Ervu. So let's just talk a little bit about this Rov Ervu. And you may recall that yesterday we had a long discussion in analyzing, dissecting the Mishnah here on the top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara finally came to the conclusion that this Mishnah can be attributed to Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara then had a problem, because although we can understand both the Reisha and the Seifa as reflecting the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and we'll try to review that quickly, but yet we had a problem with the Metziasa, because the Metziasa would seem to reflect not the Shita of Rabbi Meir, but the Shita of the Rabbanan. Remember that the Rabbanan hold that one of two are sufficient, either an Eir of Chatzeros or a Shita of Mavos. And the Metziasa, the middle section of the Mishnah, that if one of the Chatzeros, one of the members of the Chatzeros, forgot to participate in the Eruv, then the Mishnah permitted being metaltel in the Chatzah and the Mavui, which means that although he didn't participate in the Eruv, but since he participated in the Shita of Mavos, we're going to rely on the Shita of Mavos. And that contradicts Rabbi Meir. So that although you were able to work out the Reisha and the Seifa as reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and in both the Reisha and the Seifa, we're going to require a double combination, meaning we're going to need the Erev Chatzes to be matted tiltal in the Chatz, we're going to need Shita of Mavos to be matted tiltal in the Mavui, but the Seifa, but the Metziasa seems to reflect the Shita of the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says that we want to reinterpret now Rabbi Meir. Why is it that Rabbi Meir requires both an Eruv and a Shituf? And that's Shalo L'Shakach Toras Eruv Minatinokos. That if Rabbi Meir argues a Shituf Mavos would substitute for an Eruv Tchumen, then the next generation, they're going to forget about Toras Eruv, because they're always going to rely on the Shituf, and the Tinokos only see the Shituf, they don't know anything about Eruv. And truth be told, if there was no common Mavui, and there were only Bnei HaChatzah, we would need desperately an Eruv. But Hacha, this is the exception. What happened? One of the Bnei HaChatzah forgot to participate in the Eruv, but the other four members of the Chatzah, in fact, did participate in the Eruv. In Keva Deruba Eruv Lo Mishtakcha. Once we have a situation where most of the Bnei HaChatzah were part of the Eruv, we don't have to worry that maybe the entire enterprise of Toras Eruv would be forgotten by the Tinokos, and Rabbi Meir would be Modi, we concede, and then in that case we can rely on Shituf as a replacement for the Eruv. So that's where we stopped yesterday. So now I wanted to learn with you one of these very extensive notes here, based on the Sfas Emes. He says that l'chora, we can understand the Gemara's answer according to one opinion back on Daf Ayin Aleph, shelo nechleku Rabbi Meir v'chachomim bepas, that if the method by which he created the Erev or the Shituf was a pas, then everybody agrees that we can rely on the Shituf, even Rabbi Meir, as a replacement for the Erev. And the whole machlokas, according to one opinion, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, addresses the case of Yayin. And Rabbi Meir holds that you cannot rely on a shituf of Yayin, because then we're going to forget about Toras Eruv, and Eruv requires a pas. That's according to one opinion. And that opinion understood that Rabbi Meir, in rejecting the plausibility of the Shitif replacing the Eruv, in the case of Yayin, was based on Shalotish Tokach Toras Eruv. But there was another opinion back on Daf Ayin Aleph that Lo Nechaku Rav Meir V'Chacham B'Yayin, the Machlokus was not about Yayin, but rather Kulei Modu She'ein Somcha Al Shituv Makom Eruv. Even the Chachamim would say you cannot rely on Shituv as a replacement for the Erev Chatzeros in the case of Yayin, because Erev Chatzeros requires a pass. Im Kain Kasha, Kimi Shnuya Mishnah Senu. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Tosvis, Dibra Maschel Ema, up on top, says that our Mishnah is talking about a case where they were Mishtatef B'Yayin. Right? He said the last word in the Tosfos Maskil Ema is B'Yayin. Im Kein Mishnah Sinu Shnuya Loker Rabbi Meir V'Lo Chacham Sherei Mikra Din Ein Mo'el HaShituf. Even the Chacham would agree that Shituf in a case of Yayin would not substitute, according to that Mandi Omer Daf Ayin Al, for an Eruv, because you cannot make an Eruv with Yayin. It means that the disqualification of the Shituf vis-a-vis serving as an Eruv is not based on Shalotish Takech Toras Eruv, but simply because there is no Eruv. This is Yayin and not an Eruv. Umemela Afksha Rubam Eruvu, even if four out of the five members of the Chatzer participate in the Eruv, Vim Echolo Irev, and one of them was not part of the Eruv, so they made an Eruv on a pass, but one of them was not part of the Eruv, it should be awesome, because what are you going to tell me? They made a Shituf with Yayin, but Shituf with Yayin, even according to Chachamim, would not be a valid replacement for an Eruv, because an Eruv has to be V'pas. And that question is the question that the Sfas Emes leaves as a Tzarech Iyu. Now he quotes the Gaon Yaakov, and he says the following. According to that opinion, the Rabbi and the Chachamim agree that in a case of Yayin, if the Shituf was in Yayin, you cannot rely on such a Shituf as a replacement for Eruv. He says, Yesh listapek, ha'im ein somcha mikra din. The way the Sfas Emes understood it, we cannot rely on such a Shituf, according to the strict letter of the law, because it was with Yayin. Oh, rak mishum shemetish takach toras eruv minatinokos. Because what are you doing? You're setting up a shituf with yayin, and you're going to use that as a replacement for eruv chatzeros. The tinokos are going to forget about the entire enterprise of eruv chatzeros. And the Gaon Yaakov says that im ein somcha mikra din. Then Tzorach Lomish Mishnah Seinu HaMechalekes Bein Shachach Echad L'lo Irvu Klal Sekes Chak Bepas. He says that if you go with that opinion that the Chachamim only disagree with Rav Meir in the case where the Shituf was Bepas, then you have no choice but to say that if we're going to differentiate between a case where there was no Eruv at all and a case where most of the members of the courtyard participated in the Eruv, you're going to have to assume that the Shituf Mevos was made with a pas. And then we could begin to understand Shalotish Takach Toras Eruv Minatinokos, because this Erev, according to that Ma'an D'Omer, in the Rabbanan would, this sheet of, excuse me, would substitute, would replace the Erev, and therefore we should be worried about the non-entity of the enterprise of Erev. But that's going to, then you're going to have to say, not like Tosfos, but rather we're talking about a case of Pas. Now, if one of the Bnei HaChotzer forgot, Rabbi Meir concedes that we can rely on the Shita because Rov Bnei HaChotzer Irvu. Im Shachach Echad Mibnei HaMavui. In the case where one of the Bnei HaMavui was not part of the Shita of Mavoi, some of Rabbi Meir, Shein Somchen Ala Erev. We're not going to fall back on the Erev. And that seems to indicate that even if most of the people that share that Mavui participated in the Shituf, but nevertheless, one of them forgot to be part of the Shituf, and therefore we're not going to rely on the Eruv. So what's that about? Yesh levar shahol beduba b'chotzer shlema sheshachal ishtatev. We have many different chatzeros that share one common Mavui, and one of those chatzeros did not participate in the Shituf. If we're going to lie on the Eruv, then the children will forget about the whole Torah of Shituf. You'll apply the principle of Rov. The answer is you can't apply the principle of Rov because you have an entire Chatzer that did not participate in the Shituf. And that's the Kiddush of the Ritva. Rav Yehuda, let's start our Gemara for today. Rav lo tani psuchos zo lezu. Rav didn't have the girsa and Mishnah as we have it, psuchos zu lezu, but rather chamesh chatzeros psuchos lemavui. So it means we're talking about a sheet of mavos, of five chatzeros, and there's no discussion about carrying from one chatzer to another. So according to this Girs of Rav, we're not talking about a Pesach between one Chatzer and the other, but each Chatzer has only one Pesach that opens up into a Mavui. So what you have is a wall that separates each one of the Chatzers from the Chatzer to its right or to its left. But at the end of this Chatzer, there is an opening into the Mavui. So it means that the Erev Chatzer is in our Mishnah. We're talking about a chatzer she'irvo li'atzma. In other words, we're making an eruv in our Mishnah according to Rav's Girsa between the two batim that share the same chatzer, so that we can carry from the batim into the chatzer. There's no eruv to be metaltel between one chatzer and the other because there is no Pesach between one chatzer and the other. V'cheno Rav Kana, Rav lo tani Psuchos Zulazu. Ika Diamri Ravkana Gufe Lotani Psuchos Zulazu. He himself, not quoting Rav, didn't have the girsa of Psuchos Zulazu, that each one of the Chatzeros has an entranceway into the next Chatzer. So now the Gemara wants to analyze this girsa that we saw in the name of Rav and the same Ravkana. Omale Abayil Rav Yosef. My Taima De Rav de lo tani psucho zulazu. Why is it that Rav rejected the girsa as we have it, that there were entrance ways between one chutz and the other? Because Savar, Rav holds kol shituf she'ein machniso umotzio derech psochim b'mavui. In other words, if each one cannot enter and exit through the psochim into a mavui. Now we're talking about the pas. Again, a sheet of mufos, he takes the pas, which was a sheet of all those chatzers that share that mavui, and he carries it through the pesach of his chatzer that leads out into the mavui. Okay, so that's called machniso. Machniso means the pas is going to go from the Pesach of his chotzer out into the mavui, and through the mavui, Motzia lechatzer shabbat tehei munachas. So if you follow what's going on over here, let's say Reuven has his chatzer on the left. He takes the pas from his chatzer out to the mavui, and from the mavui he enters into Shimon's chatzer on his right. So it's derech hamavui is machnis umotzi, but there's no other way of getting the pas out of his chatzer into the mavui, and from the mavui into the other chatzer, to make sure that all the chatzeros are going to be part of this shituf muvos, because all these chatzeros share the same mavui. Shemachnisen osa min hachatzer ba hoisa lechatzer sheba tia munachas. So there was a pas that was before the shituf was in a particular chatzer, we called it Reuven's chatzer, and now it has to be deposited in Shimon's chatzer. And the only way to get it from Reuven's chatzer into Shimon's chatzer is through these psachim, these openings, these entranceways into the mavu. El shemachnisen osa min hachatzer ba hoisa lechatzer sheba tei munachas derech psachim shvein hachatzeros. His lav shmei shituf. Just one second. So why is he invalidating this shituf? Let me read it just one more time, I'm sorry. Again, if ein machnisa motzia derech psachim lemavui, but rather machnisa nosa min hachatzer sheba hoisa lechatzer sheba tei munachas derech hapsachim shebein hachatzeros. Okay, I'm sorry, I missed one important piece of the puzzle over here. The reason why Rav could not tolerate our girsa, which has psucho zula zu, is because that would imply that the shituf could be accomplished by taking the pas directly from one chatzah to the other chatzah through the pesach that leads from one chatzah to the other. And then you've basically left out the mavui. The mavui is nebuch out in the street. Whereas Rav requires that you take the pas for the shituf mavos out from one chatzah into the mavui and enter into the next chatzah from the mavui. Right? We'll call it a semicircle, right? So you go out of one chatzah into the mavui and back to the next chatzah on your right through the pesach that leads from the mavui into the second chatzah, the second. But in our Mishnah, if you have the girsa psucho zula zu, that's lav shmei shituf. Why? Because psucho zula zu implies that the pas that's used is being taken from one chatzir directly through the entranceway between that chatzir and the next chatzir to the chatzir where it will be deposited. And you never took the pas derech hamavui. Lav shmei shituf. Ein shmo shituf. Why? Because it doesn't seem that he's doing anything here called a shituf. It looks exactly like an erev chatzeros. What's an erev chatzeros? If not that you take it from one chatzer, the pas, into another chatzer. So in order to make it nikar, that this is not an eruv to connect together and unionize all the chatzeros into one, in order to allow carrying from one chatz to the other, but rather it's a sheet of mevos, somehow it's got to be nikar that he's placing down this pas, he's replacing it and putting it down in a place where he's being meshatef the mavui, and has to clearly indicate that this is a sheet of mevos and it's not an erev chatzeros. So therefore, Rav holds that if we're talking about, as the old Girsa would have it, that we have Chatzeros Psuchos Beineim, that would not be considered a Shituf. Now, I thought what he meant that would not be valid as a shituf is because he's not taking the pas through the mavui. But that's not really true, because Rashi is going to interpret this af imichnisu derech mavui. In other words, he had two options. He could have taken the pas from his chotzer directly through the pescha chotzer to the next chotzer, or he could have taken it out into the Mavui and then back into the chotzer of his friend, his neighbor. And in both cases, Rav would say that the Shituf is invalid. Even if he went down into the Mavui, not through the Pesach between the chatzeros. And Rashi explains the reason for this, why should disqualify the Shituf in this case. And then we have to ask the other question, so how do you do a Shituf in this case? He says, Hoel v'yesh lachshosh, we're afraid that he might rely and validate a shituf when the pas was taken from one chotzer to the other through the Pesach Shebein HaChatzeros. And if they'll rely on such a shituf, that's not a valid shituf at all. So therefore, even in the case where he took it out into the Mavui, the pas, we're afraid that he might, in a different occasion or whatever, he might take it derech ha-Pesach, and people rely on this as if it were a valid shituv, and it's not a valid shituv. So therefore, we have to take out the girsa psucha zulazu. Now, I'm trying to figure out, in this case, so how do they make a shituf muvos? Now again, all this is according to Rashi. It seems that Tosfos, Dir Maskil Kol, is not going to be happy with Rashi. Rav lo gozar kein. Elo kishayesh bein hachatzeros Sochim, Shirigilin Lishtamish Bohem. So again, Tosis is not arguing fundamentally and rejecting Rashi. Rashi, in this Gzera, says Tosis, should be limited to a case where there are psochim that are generally used to go from one chatzah to the other. Lafuki mai, that's going to be a case of chalonos. There are no actual entranceways between one chatzah and the next, but rather only windows. And we, generally speaking, don't climb into the window to get from there to the next chatzah, and therefore there's no gzera in that case. Once again, I'm still stuck trying to understand, so how do you make a shituf muvos in this case? She'en achzeres psuchos is then, he was mavir the shituf derech ha-movui, that's considered a full-fledged shituf. But im hoyu achzeres psuchos beineihem ve'hevir es Hashituf derech ha-movui. Oh, so the Meiri holds hareiz hashituf. Rav lo goras shachatzeres psuchazulazu upirish kein shavira shituf derech ha-movui v'lo derech ha-pesach shebeineihem kidei sheizbaru dvar av Yosef she'ein zeh shituf ad sheyiru pnei ha-movui. So we have three variations here of Rav's shita. In a case where you have two chatzeros that share a mavui, and there's a pesach between one chatz and the other. Rashi understands that according to Rav, in all cases, whether or not he takes the pas through the Pesach HaChotzer and deposit it in his neighbor's chotzer, or even if he were to carry out the pas into the Mavui, and then from the Mavui go into his friend's chotzer, even in that case, Rav is going to disqualify the Shituf. Now we have Shitas HaTosvis, that says it all depends what connects one chutz with the other. Is it Pesach or is it Chalom? If it's a Pesach, which has Noach and Regilus, is then Rav has this Gzerah that tomorrow, meaning next week, he's going to make the Shituf by going from one chutz to the other through the Pesach. It's very comfortable, and generally that's what he does to get to the next chutz. Why should he go around? But if it's Chalonos, which is Lo Nichale, so the only thing that connects one Chatzah to the next is a Chalon, which again would be enough for Erev Chatzeros, but it's not going to be valid for Shituf Mavos. But in this case, if he carries the Shituf Mavos through the Mavui, and the only connecting link between one Chatzah and the other is a Chalon, that even though he can get access to the next chutzah by going through the window, climb through the window, but nevertheless it's ein regilus bekach, and we don't have to worry about this. And then the Meiri says that, and this is the polar opposite of Rashi, that in the case where he has a Pesach between one chutzah and the other, whether or not the Shituf will be valid depends upon how he took out the Shituf. If he took it out through the Mavui, from Chotzer to Mavui to Chotzer, then it will be a valid Shituf. If on the other hand he took it from Chotzer to Chotzer through the Pesach, it's not Nikar, that is a Shituf Mavos, then it is not valid. Eis veding mores akasha from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph, balabayis shahaya shutof l'shchenov lazeh b'yayin v'lazeh b'yayin. So he has a partnership in the wine business with his neighbors that share the same mavu, and they pour all their wine, the partnership wine, into one big barrel. Is the Mishnah establishes ein tzrichim li'arev, because what's the purpose of the arev? That they should all have one ownership, one joint ownership in the eruv. But here they already have joint ownership in a barrel of wine. That's a substitute for an eruv. Is af shalokhu es hachavis b'shutvis v'chnisa l'chotzer sh'tei munach ha'shom. So first of all, let's point out that they purchased this chavis as a partnership, and nevertheless, that will serve as a replacement of an eruv. And that's a big chidush, because if at least they poured their wine respectively into one common barrel, that you could call a maisa shitu. But here, they bought the barrel full with wine as shutfa. Okay. Next, v'chnisua l'chotze shetei munachas shom. So in other words, in that Mishnah, where is this barrel that is now serving as a shituf muvos, and it's replacing the need for an eruv? Was it brought from one chotzer to the other through the mavui? Let's assume that it was brought into the chotzer, but not through the mavu. It was brought from one chatzah to the other. And it would seem that this Eruv would be operative even though it wasn't brought through the mavu. So again, how does he know it wasn't brought through the mavui? I guess since the Mishnah doesn't qualify, it just simply says L'zeb yayin zeh ein tzrichim li'arev. So it means that they brought the yayin from one chatzah to the other. They didn't bring it through the mavu. So you see that an Eruv is meaningful. Now again, let's go quick to Rashi, because Rashi says that even if they would have brought the Eruv, the Shita, through the mavu, it would still be invalid. That's Rashi's Shita. And why is it invalid? Because there are psachim from one chatzah to the other. And here we're saying that if they were shutvim in the yayin, that's valid as an eruv. We just finished saying that even if he doesn't take it from the chatzeres from one chatz to the other, but rather he has psachim through one chatz to the other, and he took it derech hamavui, we say that that's an invalid shituf. Kosh al bira gemara b'divrei Rav she'ein eruv moil el ba'ofen zeh. So what's he saying? That according to Rav, the yayin should not be able to work as a substitute for the eruv. Why? Because lo nichnas michotzer achas le'acheres derech hamavu, mashma shemoel eruv af kshelo hichnisu min achatzeros. Just one second, I'm just going to try. The Hebrew here is not doing it for me. Let me just see. So all I have here, he says, in this case, no shitaf at all was collected to be taken in and out of the chatzeros. So they bought a barrel of wine in partnership, stored it in one of the chatzeros, and they designated it subsequently as a shitaf. How could Rav Yosef state that there is an obligation to carry the shituf from each chatzer into the mavui? Was that the Gemara's kasha? Lo nichnasa mechatzer achas lacheres derech hamavu. So the kasha is not because they're psachim from one chatzer to the other. You see, I guess I think I got thrown off by the Lashon HaMishnah. It says, Ein Tzach Li'arev. The word Li'arev here is referring to a sheet of Muvos. Okay, that was a mistake on my part. I didn't realize that. So now they have a Chavis B'Shutfis, and it's in the Chatzer, and it's valid. Ein Tzrichem Li'arev. In other words, this is going to be a valid sheet of Muvos. And according to Rav, kol shituf she'ein machniso matzio derech psachim b'mavui lav shmei shituf. And I think what the Gemara understands now is that he actually has to carry the shituf through the Pesach of one chatzer into the mavui, and from there back into the Pesach ha-mavui, into the second neighborhood chatzer. And here we're talking about a shutfus. So the Gemara answers, Hasam the afke vi aile. Alright, he's adding a whole piece to the Mishnah. He's qualifying the din of Erev here. And he's saying that they took out the chavis and brought it back in. Shahotzi vehichnis es hachovis bechol achas min hachatzeros hapsuchos lemavui. Umimeno lemavui. Umimeno lechotze shemunachas sham. The Mishnah refers to a case where the wine was taken in and out of each chatzer and brought into the mavu. None of this was done for the purpose of merging in a shituf. There was merely a business partnership in the wine. So why are they doing this? I'm not exactly sure. The wine is taken in and out of each chatzer, brought into the mavui, and this is only in the context of a business partnership. And it wasn't done for the purpose of merging in a shituf. Very strange. Strange, ukimta. They why in the world would they do this? Take it from the chatzeros out into the mavui. What is that all about? But in the Hebrew, I don't know, he says it a little different. He says, Shahotzi vehichnes sachavis, b'chal achas min hachatzeros ha-psuchas l'mavui, mena l'mavui, v'mena l'chatzer shemunachas sham, okay, forget about the word. Okay, he adds the word reshuyos. That could throw you off. But it wasn't done l'shem shituf. He has in the footnote here, klomar she'aviras hachavis b'yofen kazeh she'b'shah she'kanu osa b'shutvis v'lo l'shem shituf reshuyos osu kein. I don't know, it sounds, honestly, it sounds like what we call an ukimta dchuka, meaning the Gemara is just, talking about a reality that's very far from reality, but that's the case that was dealt with in the Mishnah. And it's a very unusual case. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason why they would have done this if it's shelo l'shem shituv. Like, as if to say they happen to have done it. Now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah which we didn't get up to on Daf Ayin Tesamid Beis, Ketza Mishtatvim B'mavui. And then it says, Meiniachas HaChavis V'Omer, he declares, HaRei Zu L'chol B'nei HaMavui. So it seems that he's Mishatev B'Chavis HaMunachas B'Shuso V'lo Tzarech LaVirok B'chol HaChatzeros Derech HaMavui. And the Mishnah seems to say that a person has a chavis in his house, and he makes the declaration that arezu b'chol l'chol b'nei amov, and that's valid as a shituv. He says, "V'kosh al bira gemar b'divrei rav she'en shituv elu michniso l'chotze shemunach bo mechatzeros derech amov." Here, he's got a chavis. It's not moving from the spot. He's just making a declaration. Arezu l'chol b'neach hamavu. So Gemara answers again. Hosam nami the afke v'ayli. There too, he's got to take out the barrel from his rishus, put it into the, carry it out through the mavui, and put it into the to the other chatzah. Right, so we had the previous quote was from the Mishnah of Balabayas, Shayashutov, and we said the Ukimta was that he went from the Chatzer out to the Mavui, and then from the Mavui back up into his friend's Chatzer, and the same Ukimta will apply in the Mishnah later on in Masechet Erevin of Ketza Mishtatvim B'Mavui. His Maskif Lo Rabba Bar Chanan Elame Ata, if you're saying that a shituf is not valid unless he takes it in and out through the psochim into the mavui, is hiknalo pas bisalo hakinami dlavi shituf. So a man owns a pas and he's makna the pas through, I guess, zochel liyodim shalavafano to one of the bnei chotzer acheres that share that mavui, and he does it l'shem shituf. His pas b'sala. Now, what does Gemara mean by pas b'sala? Ela me'ata im hiknalo pas b'salo. Ah, I think the emphasis here, pas b'salo, means that he didn't take it out into the mov. It's b'salo. B'salo, I guess, means, you know, it's like a basket sitting on his table. It's hokinami lo l'shlavi shituv. That would not be a valid shituv because he didn't take it out through the Mavu into the next chotzer. V'chi teima achinami. And if you're going to tell me that this would not be a shituv, and why? Because he left it in the sal. Is Vamarav Yehuda Marav Bnei Chabur Shahayu Mesubin? So they're eating together on Erev Shabbos with Kiddush Aleihem Hayom. Now in the middle of the Suda, it becomes nightfall. Vapas Hapas Shal Shulchan Somchin Olav Mishum Eru. So he doesn't tell you that these Bnei Achabura apparently they had some sort of an ownership right in the common chotzer. That's not spelled out over here. And now the pas on the shulchan becomes an erev chatzeros. The Amri law, there's another tradition that somchen alav mishum shituf mevos. Amar Rabba lo pligi. There's no machlokas here that everybody agrees the pas is effective, is valid as an eruv. And that second sheet of the Amri Le Mishum Shituf is Kan B'Mesubin B'Bayis V'Kan B'Mesubin B'Chotzer. If you could rely on this pas as an Eruv, then we're talking about Mesubin B'Bayis. And Eruv Chatzeros Dino She'e Munach B'Bayis She'B'Chotzer V'Kan B'Mesubin B'Chotzer. Means that they're eating out in the chotzer, and you could rely on the pas as a shituf, which means that you're allowed to leave the shituf, the mavi, in the chotzer, but that would not be valid for erev chatzeros. So we see here that shituv is moil, even if ein ma'arvin also b'chol ha'chatzeros shebemov. Shekein ha'pas munachas al shulchan shebechot, so b'sochan al b'shum shituv. B'koshe keitzad ef shalomar, sherav lo goras psucho zu lezu, Mishum shetzarech sheyachnis es hashituf derech pischei chatzeros lemavui. Umisham yotzi eu lechotzer sheimunach sham. For a bedirei rav atzmo mevur shemol shituf af bilo sheyotzi eu v'yachnisu. So Rava bar Rav is asking a kasha because if according to Rav shituf is only valid if ichnisu ve'otziu derech apsochim shebemavui, is then hiknelo paspasalo should not be a valid shituf. Okay, fine. So let's accept that halach, that ruling. Is then we're stuck with another statement of Rav, that chabura shayim mesubim yachad b'erev shav zikin shalem ayom is hapas shalash shulchan somchin olav mishum erev chatzeros. Second. Give me a second here. I have to. Why isn't this working for me? 1 second. So again, Bnei Chabura, there's going to be a stira here from one statement of Rav to the other. Let's see the second statement of Rav. Bnei Chabura shayu mesubim v'kiddush aleihem ayom hapash al hashulchan somchin olav mishum eruv. The Amri Lo Mishum Shituf. Now, if we would stop here before we get to Rabbah, so then I thought the Gemara would be asking a stira, because one Man D'Amr says that this is a valid Shituf, even though the pas was not taken out into the mavui. Okay, let's see Rabbah. And now if we can figure out Rabbah, then maybe we'll figure out the Gemara's kasha. Lo plig. Lo nechleku amoroim shemo ilim mo ila pas she'irev. There's one opinion that says mo'ila kishituf. Kan b'mesubin b'bayis v'kan b'mesubin b'chotzer. So if I understand correctly, Rabbah is going to say that there's no machlokas here. So those who said that we're going to use this pas, rely on it as an eruv, they're in the bias. And an eruv chatzeris always has to be deposited in the bias. And those who say that we're going to rely on this pas as a shituf, it's a case where they are eating together out in a chatzer. Umutar lehaniach shituf Mavui bechatzer sheba mavui. So again, as far as Eruv Chatzeris is concerned, you have to leave it in the bias. That's as far as Eruv Chatzeris is concerned. As far as Shituv Mavos is concerned, then you can leave the Shituv in the chotzer, right? That chotzer that opens up into a mavum. Okay, so that's what we got so far from Rabbah. Now, how does that help us with Rav? On the contrary, I think this is going to explain the kasha that we have on Rav. Why? Because we see that Shituf is effective because the pas is in the chotzer. Af she'ein mavir no so b'chol ha'chatzer she'b'mavui. So it means the pas munachas al ha'shulchan she'b'chotzer somchen ol mishum shituf. And we're not going to take it through each one of the chatzeros into the mavui. In kain kasha, keitzad efshaloma sherav lo gars psucha zumizu. Then Rav changed the gears in our Mishnah. Mishum shetzarch sheyachnas hashituv derech pischei hachatzeros lemavui umisham yotziu lechatzer sheimunach sham. So from the fact that it says here the name of Rav, in the case of Kiddush Aleihem Hayom, that pas shal ha'shulchan somchen olav mishum shituf, simply because the pas is in the chotzer, that's the way Rabbah interprets the statement of Rav, it's valid as a shituf, but they never took it out from the chutz into the mavui, and from the mavui into the other chatzeros. Elo taima de Rav. When the Rav rejects the girsa of our Mishnah that hayu chatzeros psucha zu lezu, the reason for that is because savar ein mavui nitar belechi vekora ad shi ubatim vechatzeros psuchim lesocho. You need batim v'chatzeros that spill into or open into a mavli. So in order to be matir a movi betiltul through a lechi or a korah, we need psuchos elav lechol hapochos shtei chatzeres. We need a minimum of two chatzeres that open up into a mavui. And each chatzer has two batim, minimum. But if the chatzeros are psuchos zu lezu, harei nechshavos kechatzer achas. Rav requires to be matir tiltul in a mavui a minimum of two chatzeros. And here we have one chatzer. And therefore, we cannot be matir with a lechi and a korah, but rather we're going to need two lechayayim, or a pas roch of arba tfachim, which we have to figure out what that is about, and that's the law of a chatzer. So what we have to figure out now, and that'll be our challenge, Mirtz Hashem, for tomorrow. We're going to stop here at Gufa, at the bottom, the last line of Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. But for tomorrow, we're going to try to figure out where does our Mishnah say anything about Lechi and Korah? That Rav had a problem that if there are Chatzeros, Psuchos, Zulazu, then it's considered all as one Chatzer. And therefore, you don't have a head to tiltle of a mavui through korah or lechi. Where does our Mishnah say anything about korah and lechi? If we had more time, that's what we would spend that time on. But since it's getting late, we'll have to stop here.